Aged care experts are lining up to say the recent Carnell report to the federal government has missed the point, demanding the focus be shifted to staffing ratios and training. After a series of aged care horror stories, the federal government announced a shake-up aimed at lifting standards at aged care facilities, including unannounced audits. While many of the recommendations have been welcomed, those on the front line say that dozens of reports and reviews have all pointed to the same issue, staffing. Caroline Winter reports.
Barb Spriggs has just been named the 2018 Senior South Australian of the Year.
I think what makes me feel so good about getting this award is that it is going to highlight even more the changes that need to be continually worked at for seniors of South Australia.
Barb Spriggs helped expose systematic abuse and neglect of residents, including her husband Bob, at the state-run Oakden Aged Care Facility.
We just kept chipping away because, you know, we really wanted to know why Bob had those bruises and why he was over-medicated. And, you know, when we were just coming up against so many brick walls, it just made us realise that, you know, maybe this is happening to other people. Why is it so hard to get such a simple question answered?
The persistent questioning led to a damning report, an independent commission against corruption inquiry, and a federal review into aged care accreditation. The ICAC report was due by Christmas but has been delayed. The Carnell review, commissioned by the Commonwealth, was released a week ago.
It's remarkable. There were questions raised about the accreditation system by a Senate committee in 2005. And it's taken until 2017 for a government-initiated review to actually say the accreditation system is totally discredited.
Carol Williams is from consumer advocacy group Elder Care Watch. Among the recommendations, the Aged Care Minister, Ken Wyatt, announced 2,500 federally funded homes would be subject to unannounced spot audits. But Carol Williams is concerned at a lack of detail on the frequency of audits or timeline for implementation.
The minister simply says, I'll implement this as soon as possible, which, of course, is imprecise. And the question is, are the parliamentary draftspeople already working on the necessary changes to the Aged Care Act, or has it not even got to that stage yet?
But she says there are other recommendations that could easily be put in place, like introducing a new standard to minimise the use of physical and chemical restraints and empowering the Aged Care Complaints Commissioner to disclose non-compliant providers.
It's the fact of unnecessary suffering by vulnerable people continuing that is of concern. And the Minister has an imperative to act. To date, he's done something positive. Let's see if he's willing to do anything more.
The federal government mandates ratios for childcare centres, for hospitals, for schools, but it doesn't do it for aged care homes. And that really concerns me because we're working with a very vulnerable group of people.
Sarah Russell is an aged care researcher. She too welcomes the recommendations but says for meaningful and long-term change, staffing ratios need to be addressed.
We actually know what the problem is. We know what makes a good aged care home. People don't benefit from chandeliers in the lounge room. They benefit from caring staff. And we need to really focus on that. I felt the elephant in the room during Ken Wyatt's address to the press club was staffing. I feel it's the elephant in the room in the Carnell report.
Marie Burnoff is an associate professor at Charles Sturt University with 30 years' experience in aged care. She's jaded with the number of reports, reviews and inquiries into the sector and says the focus is misguided.
It's all focused on the bureaucracy that's built around aged care. And, you know, the money is going into these bureaucracies like the accreditation system, like the complaint system. And they're not focusing on what's really, really important, and that's where the care happens.
She agrees staffing is at the centre of the solution.
We need to do something about the education of staff, the skill mix and the clinical supervision of staff. What's missing in all these reports is the very important interface between the person providing the care or working with the older person and the older person themselves.
Aged care researcher Marie Burnoff from Charles Sturt University. Caroline Winter reporting.